All right there. Clay Eales, now we've made the FCC happy. We'll make the underwriters happy in a minute. Tell us the rest of that story.
Do you want me to tell it now?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're back on the air.
Oh, we are.
We're back
on the air. I didn't know.
Don't be afraid, Clay Eales.
Well, the thing is...
What did John Denver say?
John Denver eventually, he dropped the song from his act. But then what happened was that long after Goodman died, John Denver recorded, it was in 1997, a CD of train songs called All Aboard. It was a children's record, and he re-recorded City of New Orleans for that CD, and he did it in the Steve Goodman, John Arlo, Steve Goodman, Arlo Guthrie way, and basically recouped what he had done before. In other words, it was his way of apologizing and doing the song correct. And then the sort of sad irony is that it was a month later that John Denver died in a plane crash off of California. And,
wow.
This became the last song he ever recorded.
That so?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting segue into my next question, of course, because another musician that I've been obsessed with since I was a teen was Jim Croce. And I didn't know until I read your book that Steve Goodman and Jim Croce were good friends and they mm-hmm. performed together.
Yeah, they did. They kind of egged each other on, and they were of the same ilk. Croce agreed to let his recordings become a little more commercialized in their sound than Steve Goodman did. In fact, there's a very telling segment in the book where Cashman and West, the producers for Jim Croce, they had a session with Steve Goodman. They were going to be his producers for an album, and Steve kept wanting to change things and not do what they wanted to do, which was, you know, bring in hooks to songs and possibly use strings. I mean, if you look at some of the or listen to some of the Jim Croce songs, mm-hmm. There's pretty high production values in the background. They're not just straight folky songs, and finally they just kind of gave up on Goodman.
Oh,
it was
man.
A parting of the ways, and well, Goodman a few years later in an interview said, you know, maybe I didn't do the right thing. Croce saw some success before he died.
Right? But with that... But there was a TV movie that used Time in a Bottle,
mm-hmm.
that one, and I have to say, I Love You in a Song, right, was a hit for him.
Sure.
Leroy
and
Brown.
You Don't Mess Around with Jim.
That's
I mean,
right.
He had several hits right there, and he was actually, he was on his way to Austin, Texas, to go see a Steve Goodman performance when his plane took off from Nacogdoches. And it crashed.
Oh my God! I didn't know that.
And then that night, it's kind of a tough story to say. Goodman, after his show, was listening to the radio in his hotel room, and the radio announcer was kind of making fun of this. They were playing a Jim Croce song. And in between the lyrics, the announcer would say, "He's gone. He's out of there." And Goodman was bereft, and he basically he was found out on the street the next morning after having drunk a big quantity of alcohol and just didn't know what to say. It was not only the sadness of her losing his friend, but it was how a singer-songwriter was being treated in the media.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm on behalf of anybody who has a microphone, I'm really sorry. That's because I know I was bereft when it happened, and that's some people just, as someone wise said to me once, you cannot legislate taste.
That's very wise.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Clay Eales, as I said at the beginning of the interview, I could talk to you all day, and the stories that you have, I know, would be of great interest to the listeners, but what they're going to have to do is log on to clayeales.com and order this tome of a book, which is, after you learn all of the stories, it's good for pressing flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's gotten such great reviews, but the one that I tell this all the time because it's so Goodman-like, the one review started out saying, most people want to write a book that you can't put down, but you've written a book that you can't pick up.
Well, you have done both, my Eels, and thank you so much for generously sharing your time. And by the way, you guys, in this book, in the back end, there is a tribute to Steve Goodman, a whole CD of very cool stuff. So check out clayeels.com and get your very own copy, and we're going to be giving you a chance to win one right here on Anything Goes in just a minute or two. To take it out, if you wouldn't mind, Clay, I've got Steve's version of The Wonderful World of Sex.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked a lot with Mike Smith, right?
Yes. Arguably, the best Goodman studio recording is Mike Smith's The Dutchman.
We played that, yeah.
It's just a gorgeous song, and they wrote songs together. This song you're about to hear is solely a Michael Smith song, and Goodman played it every once in a while. And I believe the version that you're going to play, in the middle, Goodman forgets some of the lyrics.
You betcha.
You get to hear his tour de force, a way of recovering from that condition. I mean, any kind of performer knows the terror of that situation. And his lyrics are just as funny as Michael's.
I got to track Michael down for this song, too.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Clay Eels, and forgive us for making you late and having your day shortened by this much, but you have enhanced our lives and our knowledge, and we thank you so much for that.
It's a privilege. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks so much. Mr. Clay Eels, all about Steve Goodman, and this song is just too funny not to share, you guys. And, all right, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to take a caller at random to win this book, Clay Eels' book, about Steve Goodman. But you need to know a little bit about Steve Goodman in order to win. At least you need to have listened to this interview. So I want to know why Steve Goodman's life was cut short. Why was Steve Goodman's life cut short? And the number to call to win is 201-692-2012, 201-692-2012. Meanwhile, while you're dialing, here's something else to distract you. The Wonderful World of Sex.
Yeah, I got them all written down, so I'll be able to remember what order they're in. Well, I have to. This is a true stump the band. It's the same guy that wrote The Dutchman wrote this next song, okay? It's about Michael Smith, is the guy's name. And this guy's been yelling it from the bar all night, and it's really a pop quiz, is what it is. Let's see. Vietnamese by myself. I could even teach it to my good dog Ralph. I could learn to read you every book on the shelf. I could tell your fortune like the Oracle of Delphi. I could learn to tell you every flower by its color. I could even swim as fast as Johnny Weiss' mother, but I never could learn to get along without you. Don't you run away from me, I sure dig sex. Do I love you? Is the Pope Catholic? Do I need you? Is the rubber band elastic? Do I want you? Is the atom bomb drastic? Let's be heterosexually entwined. We fit like a Hong Kong suit, dear. I dig you more than I dig root beer. Peanut butter sandwiches are pretty neat, but when you get right down to it, just can't compete with good old double X. E double S is faster than Batman and bigger than Texas, and you're concave and I'm convex. Welcome to the world of sex. Love from your mama or your papa. You can get steam from a Turkish or a sauna. You can get hot from tortillas or lasagna, but you get all three when you make it with me. dancing soul. Okay, wait. I've almost got it. I can't remember the words to the verse. A short attention span is a mummy's curse. This song started out pretty good. I finish it someday, knock on wood. Mike Smith, be embarrassed if he knew. This is the one song with his eye blue. You never know what's coming off next, do you? In the wonderful world of sex.
Hi, this is Davy Jones saying thanks to you for tuning into Anything Goes with Lise Avery and helping to keep this great music alive.